dove downstairs. So it's 1-2. They kick in the pitch. Feliz takes a fastball for a called strike 3. Chang located it right at the letters for the big fella Feliz, and he's set down looking for out number 2. So make it 4 strikeouts for Chang, and the bases are empty for Alexis Hernandez as the Blue Jays trail by 1. Bottom 3, 7-inning game, 4-3 Bradenton. Blue Jays trying to win a 4th straight. First pitch. Hernandez flies it the opposite way, out of the ballpark, foul. 0-1. Hernandez grounded out down to 3rd in the 1st inning. Chang on the center of the rubber. Deals, and Hernandez floats it into shallow center. Polanco sprints in, makes the catch, and the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3. And the bottom of the 3rd. To the 4th inning we go. Bradenton hangs on to its 1-run lead. 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Jorge Bautista's day is done after just 3 innings of work. And the big blow came with a 4-run top of the 3rd inning for Bradenton. That has them in front 4-3. Eliandro Alcalde takes over for the top of the 4th. He'll get 7-8-9 here, starting with Solomon Maguire. Series opener, game 1 of a doubleheader. First pitch to Maguire. Fastball called strike. 92 on the gun from Alcalde. And it's 0-1. Details on Eliander, 4.68 ERA in 25 innings. This is his 16th outing out of the pen. 0-1 misses outside. 1-1, 1-1. Alcalde's last outing came last week, pitching on plenty of rest, especially after that extra off day yesterday. 1-1. Maguire takes down and in. 2-1. That's another thing to keep in mind with this pitching staff management on a day like today. Obviously, you want to be careful with your bullpen for the rest of the week, but everybody's got an extra day of rest to gear up. 2-1. Fastball misses a touch high. 3-1. Maguire 0-1 with a strikeout. Got to be careful with him here. 3-1 pitch. Maguire pops it up into left. Robertis moves a little bit back, battles the sun, and makes the catch. And so Maguire's out number 1. Brings up Javier Rivas.
Third baseman, number 2, Javier Rivas.
Rivas, a guy who can go, or rather Alcalde, a guy who can go a little bit of distance. Went 2 innings in his last outing. He's gone as deep as 3 this year. Righty on righty. First pitch to Rivas. It is called strike on a slider outside corner, and it's 0-1. Rivas singled and scored to open up that third inning rally. And has Bradenton ahead 4-3, top of the fourth. 0-1. Rivas with a swing and a foul tip on a slider. And it's 0-2. So Rivas, the reigning player of the week, wasn't just good last week. Over his last 10 games, he's hitting over 400. His batting average now over the Mendoza line. It wasn't there when these two teams got together a few weeks back. 0-2 runs up and in and hit him. Rivas gets drilled by a heater. And he'll head on down to first base. It's a one-out base runner for Bradenton. Gerald Toledo coming up.
Second baseman, number 32, Gerald Toledo.
Rivas stole a base in that third inning, so got to keep an eye on him here. Big hole on the left side for the lefty Toledo. Shortstop Toman shaded up the middle. Beltre at third base. First pitch. Fastball misses inside. Ball one. Get to the final line on Jorge Bautista here. A short outing for him after a long third inning. Throw over to first. Short, but Feliz scooped it up. Keeps it out in front, but Rivas is back in safely. So the line on Bautista, three innings, five hits, four runs. They were all earned. One walk, five strikeouts. The pitch. Runner goes. Pitches a called strike. Throw down was good, but Rivas is out. Looked like he got in there, but he slid off the bag. Tucker Toman kept the tag on, and Rivas is out number two, caught stealing. Get another look at this. Deschamps' throw was good, a little bit on the left field side of the bag. Toman had to bring it back, and Rivas did come off the base. One ball, one strike on Toledo, who had an RBI triple last inning. The pitch. Line drive into center. Gene Joseph is there, moving towards right. He makes the catch. And Eliandro Calde works the minimum in the top of the fourth. Score holds. Bradenton 4, Blue Jays 3. To the home fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Tucker Toman,
Deschamps, and Joseph do up for the Jays as they trail by one in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Bradenton 4, Blue Jays 3. Game one of a six-game set. Game number one of a twin bill here on this sunny and humid Wednesday in Dunedin. Hung Lung Chang back out. First pitch to Toman. Misses low and in, ball one. Chang, Bradenton's starter, let up three runs in the second inning, including a two-run homer from Bryce Arnold, before Bradenton backed him up with four runs on four hits in the top of the third. 1-0 to Tucker. He swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Tolman struck out swinging in the second inning. Chang has punched out four. He nods at the sign from Alfonso. It's 1-1. Tolman flies it foul. Third base side out of play. And it's 1-2. Chang with long black sleeves with his gray traveling jersey. A lot of guys employ those long sleeves, not to stay warm, of course, in this climate, but to keep the sun off their skin. And believe it or not, it helps keep them cool. 1-2. Tolman takes way outside. Fastball not close. Two balls, two strikes. Tolman in an open stance, sporting some rec specs today. 2-2, takes a curveball called strike three. It just ticked the tip top of the zone. Tolman leans in frustration back to the dugout. And here's Nick Deschamps. So now five strikeouts for Chang. Base is empty for Deschamps. He singled and scored in that second inning rally. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter. First pitch. Shams takes up ball one. Chang, a native of Taichung, Taiwan. Signed by the Pirates in January 2022. 1-0. Shams takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. And signings out of Asia, a little more common. But after a player has gone pro, players out of Japan, KBO in Korea, 2-0 popped foul behind home plate. Two balls, one strike. But the dynamic is a little bit different for amateur players out of Asia. And some of it has to do a little bit with the culture. 2-1. Shams takes a breaking ball low and in near the knees. Three balls, one strike. Now, this was detailed in a really good article after Chang was signed by the Pirates in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, written by Justin Mackey back in 2022. 3-1. Shams holds up on a high fastball. He didn't go. He draws a one-out walk. So the Blue Jays have a fourth-inning base runner against Chang. Here's Gene Joseph.
Center fielder number six, Gene Joseph.
Blue Jays trail 4-3, bottom four. So that article detailed young players who essentially forego professional leagues in their home countries are often highly scrutinized. First pitch to Joseph is popped up. Third base side of the infield. It floats into the seats out of play. So it's 0-1. However, on the flip side of that coin, they're highly celebrated if it goes well. But if it doesn't, obviously that's a big risk. And so that adds to the risk of leaving your home country, leaving the area of the world in general. It's a bit of a roll of the dice, which obviously makes a decision like Chang made all the more important. Joseph pops it up out of play first base side this time, and it's 0-2. Which makes it more impressive on the Pirates' part that they were able to sign Chang. Players absolutely have to be sure making that choice. 0-2, misses down, one ball, two strikes. In that Post-Gazette article, it was also detailed about the Pirates' strategy, signing international players. A really good quote from Pirates GM Ben Cherington in there. 1-2, Joseph swings and misses on the curveball. That's strike three. And Chang's strikeouts piling up. He's got six through three and two-thirds. There's Robert Robertis. Deschamps still over at first. Blue Jays trailing by 1-4-3, bottom four. Robertis drove in a run on a sac fly in the second. First pitch to the lefty from Chang. Misses down, ball one. So Cherington said, we've talked about it a lot. We don't want to limit ourselves by geography. And you look at Bradenton's two starting pitchers today, I think that's a great example of that. You've got Chang from Taiwan, 1-0. And breaking ball bends in there, taken for a called strike, and it's 1-1. And then game two starting pitcher, Antoine Kelly, is from Aruba. 1-1. Robertis takes outside. Two balls, one strike. Robertis, the bulky left-handed hitter. He's got some good pop. Waits on the 2-1. And hops a curveball right to the second baseman, Toledo. He gloves it, sidearms to first in time. And the inning is over. Hung Lung Chang has bounced back nicely after allowing three runs in the second inning. He's tossed up zeros since. And he's helped the Marauders to a 4-3 lead through four on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Hey, DJs fan. The rain has stayed away on this, what's turned into a beautiful Wednesday at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays trail it 4-3, game one of a doubleheader with Bradenton. Leandro Alcalde back out there for the fifth. And a nine-inning game, this is kind of like the seventh inning equivalent. So it's late now. Alcalde will square off against Kiner Delgado, the leadoff man. First pitch to him. He fouls back, clanks off the press box. Look out. Everybody's all right. Pounces into the seats below. It's 0-1 on Delgado, who ripped an RBI double. Part of the Marauders' four-run third-inning rally. 0-1, bouncing ball, first base side, and it's foul. 0-2. Delgado paces back to the plate. Shadows just now crawling onto the infield. The big shadows. Hey, look, there's that youngster that got the foul ball. Bounced off the press box. A happy ending. 0-2 to Delgado. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Alcalde got him. His first strikeout tonight. And here's Omar Alfonso with the bases empty.
Catcher number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Alfonso poked a two-run homer the opposite way. And I feel like poked doesn't do it justice, but he poked it the opposite way. More like clobbered it the opposite way. Long two-run homer. First pitch. He takes outside. And it's 1-0. Alfonso with his third long ball this year. 1-0. He gets under this one, pops it up, third base side. Beltre watches it drop into the seats on top of the Marauders dugout. It's going to be another souvenir. Looks like a young man with a glove hustles down there and finds baseball waiting for him. all kinds of souvenirs to go around today. Good crowd for a doubleheader, starting early. 1-1. Alfonso chops it down to first. Feliz fields it cleanly, waves off Alcalde, and takes it to the bag himself. Two up, two down for Eliander in this fifth. Marauders in the driver's seat, 4-3. And here's Torero. Torero 0-2 on the afternoon. Strikeout and lineout. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch, Torero takes down, ball one. If you were with us earlier in the game, you might have seen the graphic that popped up that described how rare it is for the Blue Jays to have their first doubleheader of the season this late in the year. 1-0, misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes. So this is the first Blue Jays twin bill this season. It's their latest first doubleheader of the year by date since 2008. 2-0. Torero takes off speed, called strike in the upper half of the zone. And it's 2-1. Usually, if you go back through the schedules, you see doubleheader in April, doubleheader in early May. Lots of doubleheaders in May. 2-1. Torero pulls it down the line and right, hooking, foul. Two balls, two strikes. And Blue Jays have certainly lucked out weather-wise. For Bradenton, this is just their second doubleheader. So it has been very dry. Much of Florida suffering from drought-like conditions. 2-2. Torero rips and misses. As Alcalde pulled the string on him with a changeup. He picks up two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 fifth. Two scoreless frames from Alcalde. And we go to the home fifth. Will we have a fifth inning stretch? Blue Jays need some runs either way, trailing 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Bottom of the fifth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays down by a run in a seven-inning contest. It's 4-3 Marauders in the series opener. Game one of two today. Hung Lung Chang back out. He'll face Bryce Arnold. First pitch. Poured in there for a called strike on a heater. And it's 0-1. So Arnold's walk-up song recently changed, by the way. 0-1. Hammered down the left field line, foul. All over a fastball on the inside half. Makes it 0-2. His walk-up song says, I do damage. And tell you what, that was accurate. Arnold's first AB. Two-run homer out to left. That's fourth this year. Grew the Blue Jays lead to 3-0 before Bradenton scored four times in the top of the third. 0-2. Arnold takes down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Shadow line just now behind home plate. It's going to be pretty hard to hit here soon. 1-2. Arnold takes a heater upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Because once that shadow moves over the plate, the ball starts in the sun and then dives into shadows when it gets to home. Pretty hard to hit. 2-2. Arnold takes a curveball down and outside. Good patient AB here. It's full, 3-2. Arnold calls time, steps out of the box, climbs back in. Chang with six punch outs today. Looking for a seventh, he sets and fires. And Arnold takes upstairs, ball four. Blue Jays have the leadoff man on, tying run on first base for the top of the order in Victor Arias.
Designated hitter, number 47, Victor Arias.
See if Arias can do some damage. He's 0 for 2 today, trying to extend his on-base streak. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Arias takes low, ball one. Arias' on-base streak at 18 games, second longest on this Blue Jays club. 1-0 offer. Misses way outside. Two balls, no strikes. There's a right-hander warming for Bradenton in case Chang can't make it out of this inning. He's done his job. Eight some innings here in game one of this doubleheader. It's Peyton Stumbo loosening up. Pitch. Called strike. Two and one on Arias. Big hole on the left side between shortstop and third base. 2-1. Arias lines it into right, sends Terrero back. Still going back. He can't get it. And one hops the wall. Arnold hustling towards third. He gets the stop sign there. And Arias pulls up at second with a double. Blue Jays threatening for the tie and the lead with no outs in the bottom of the fifth.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
Here comes Manny Beltre. And here comes the infield for a mound meeting. 10th double this season for Arias. And now after the infield mound visit, here comes the skipper. Jim Horner says, I'm calling time. I'm going to the bullpen. And he'll call Peyton Stumbo and take Chang out of the ball game. He's responsible for the runners on second and third base as the Blue Jays trail by one. No outs here in the bottom of the fifth in a seven-inning game. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. The Blue Jays' biggest at-bat of the ball game is coming up right here. Jays chase Hung Lung Chang from the ball game with a walk and a double. And now they're threatening for the lead. Runners on second and third. Blue Jays trail 4-3. And Peyton Stumbo, right-handed reliever, is in. One of the Marauders' best. 2.96 ERA. First pitch to Beltre. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. Ball one. Stumbo making his 16th appearance. He struck out 41 while walking just 10. And really, those two numbers alone, 41 strikeouts to 10 walks. If you don't walk guys out of the bullpen at this level, that in and of itself makes you really successful. 1-0. Bouncer, foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays have trailed since the top of the third. Beltre with a chance to flip this ball game around. Arnold the tying run on third base. He walked to open the inning. Arias followed with a double. He's the go-ahead run on second. Stumbo sets just above the belt and deals. And Beltre cues it foul. 1-2. It would be apt to call Manny big-time Beltre. He's got two walk-off hits this year. Seems like he always comes up in big spots, especially considering that he bats so high in the order. And lately, he has been the Blue Jays' best hitter. 1-for-2 this afternoon with a double in the first. He's on base streak now 23 games. Can he come through here with two strikes? After he calls time, he climbs back in. Stumbo gathers the sign from Alfonso. He chucks the 1-2, and it's spiked out in front of the plate by Alfonso. Here comes Arnold. The flip is late. It was a bang-bang play at the plate. Alfonso got that ball back quick, but not quick enough. Brand-new ball game in the bottom of the fifth in this seven-inning contest. It's 4-4. Arias, the go-ahead run, moves to third. Curveball that was about a 56-footer. Alfonso didn't have much of a chance. Still no outs. Infield comes in. Now the 2-2. Beltre takes down and away. Runs the count full. 3-2. Stumbo looking for the big first out here. Payoff pitch. Popped up. Out of play. We'll do it again. Arias, a very, very quick runner on third base. Wouldn't have any trouble scoring on a medium-depth fly ball to the outfield. Beltre's driven in a team-high 29 runs this year. Chance for number 30 in a big spot. Payoff pitch, hammered but foul down the left field line. We'll do it over. Long pause as Eddie Rodriguez, the left fielder, has to chase that one down in the corner. 4-4, bottom five. Game one of a doubleheader. Arias on third. Eighth pitch of the at-bat between Stumbo and Beltre. On the way. Misses low and outside, and Beltre works a walk. After he was down two strikes, pretty early there. Works a free pass. Blue Jays with men on the corners, still no outs, and here comes Christian Feliz.
Number 34, Christian Feliz.
All the fans who have showed up early today have been treated to a good one. Bradenton 4, Blue Jays 4, bottom 5. Men on the corners for Feliz, who's 0-for-2. First pitch, he takes high and outside, ball 1. If this were a regularly scheduled game, we'd just be getting started. Rain came yesterday. Boy, did it come all day long. So here we are. Throw over to first is late. Beltre back in standing. Arias remains at third. Right about now is when hitting is going to get tricky. Shadow right at home plate. Mound still in that bright sunshine. 1-0 to Christian. Feliz takes low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Feliz right up near Beltre on that RBI leaderboard. He's got 25 of his own. Thanks in part to those 10 homers. Dugout shouts, look for your pitch. 2-0. Feliz rips it foul down the right field line. Way out in front of a fastball there, lower half of the zone, 2-1. Stumbo, a native of California, attended Nevada, was the Pirates' last draft pick last year. He deals to Feliz, and Christian takes a called strike. On a curveball, 2-2. Feliz came through on Sunday. Go ahead, two-run homer that put the Blue Jays ahead for good. Has another opportunity like that right here. 2-2 pitch. Misses low and it hit him. It's a hit by pitch, and Christian Feliz gets a free pass the hard way. Loads the bases, still no outs, and now the buck is passed to Alexis Hernandez. Here comes Matt Ford, the pitching coach. Whole infield will gather here. Still tied, 4-4, bottom five, thanks to a wild pitch from Stumbo that allowed Arnold to score. That being said, it feels like this game is teetering on coming off the tracks for the Marauders. No outs, bottom five, and a seven-inning game on the road. And Alexis Hernandez due up. It's a long meeting here. Dominic Romero chatting now with Matt Ford, the pitching coach. Looks like a somewhat friendly chat. Nothing too serious.
Now batting number 30, Alexis.
And now back to a serious spot for the Marauders. Bases full of birds. Arias on third. Beltre on second. Feliz over at first. And now, hold on. What's going on? Romero says, I need some baseballs. Bat girl. Ball girl, whatever you want to call her. No outs, bottom five. Bases loaded. A 4-4 ball game. Corners are in, middle infield back at double play depth. First pitch to Alexis. Instead of throw over to third, Arias slides back in, feet first. How often do you see that? Peyton Stumbo, like a left-handed pitcher would throw to first, just picks up his leg and throws over to check on Arias. Wow. Didn't quite work out, but no less. Here we go. First pitch to Alexis. Check swing. He went. On a pitch in the dirt, strike one. Gotta imagine that Hernandez is pretty happy to see the Marauders again. Started a really strong stretch a few weeks back when the Blue Jays traveled to Lecom Park. Hernandez, 5-for-14 against the Marauders. Breaking ball, hop towards short. Delgado charges. His only play is at first, and it's late. Everybody safe. Blue Jays grab a 5-4 lead. And Enfield single drives in Arias. Blue Jays in the driver's seat now, and the bases remain loaded for Tucker Tolman. Beltre to third, Feliz up to second. Tolman stands in 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Left-handed hitter, right-handed thrower, time called, and a pitch timer violation on Stumbo. It's ball one. Well, if you're the Marauders looking for a positive, that was going to be a ball either way. A fastball missed up. So it's 1-0. Corners still in. Middle infield still back. 1-0 pitch. Tolman pops it up on the infield towards the second base bag. Delgado, the shortstop, backpedals and makes the catch. Infield fly rule was in effect there. So Tolman pops out. Long awaited. Out number one for Bradenton in the top of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, rather. Here's Nick Deschamps. Jays trying to bust this ball game open. They've scored twice in this fifth. Take a 5-4 lead. You'd love to have a few more. Jobs has reached twice. His on-base streak now 14 games. 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. First offer. Misses high and outside. Ball one. Wind now breezing out a little bit straighter towards center field. Brand new Canadian and American flags out there today. 1-0. Jobs takes up. Two balls, one strike. Not a spot to get over-eager in as Stumbo's command hasn't exactly been pinpoint. 2-0. Deschamps rips and misses at a fastball up. Now is out of the zone. A little over-eager. And now Deschamps wants time. Steps back in. Shadow line out in front of home plate. So it's like the lights are getting turned off mid-pitch. 2-1. Deschamps takes called strike. A changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Shams waves the bat, a big circle, now brings it up over his shoulder, 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Stumbo with a big strikeout. Those are the two desirable results with the bases loaded. And less than two outs, infield pop out and a strikeout. Keeps everybody put, now it's up to Gene Joseph to try and get some insurance. First strikeout there from Stumbo. Blue Jays lead 5-4. Bottom five, base is still full. Joseph 1-for-2, first pitch rolled foul. 0-1. It's a seven-inning game, so we're late here in game one. In the late stages. Joseph with long blue socks with his home white pants, waits on the 0-1. And takes a curveball down and outside. One ball, one strike. Glad you're with us on your Wednesday night. Whether you're at home, here at the ballpark, or maybe even a hawk from the top of the light tower. And time called for the 1-1. Looks like there are a few hawks on a few light towers tonight. Almost a full house. 1-1. Joseph with a flare down into left for a base hit. This will score a few. Beltre around third. He scores. Feliz scores standing. Blue Jays add two more. Throw back in. Gets away. Everybody stays put. And the Blue Jays have busted it open. It's 7-4 in the fifth.
Left fielder, number 43, Robert Robertis.
Robert Robertis climbs in. He's the ninth batter of this Blue Jays fifth inning. Hernandez to second. Joseph aboard. Robertis 0 for 1 with a sac fly. That came back in the second. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch from Stumbo. Instead, he steps off and calls time. Nobody up in the bullpen. This is his problem to figure out. And granted, he inherited two runners. So his first two runs charged to Chang. First pitch. Robertis takes outside. Ball one. Just met Robert earlier today. Just added to the roster yesterday in time for the start of this series. And so, of course, I had to ask him, how do you pronounce her last name? 1-0. Misses down. Two balls, no strikes. And he kind of cracked a smile. And he said, here's how you should say it. Robert Robertis. And I said, oh, I don't know about that. 2-0, a rip and a miss. Two balls, one strike. And then he wanted me to pronounce it back to him. And Christian Fleas is also standing nearby. So I said, oh, Robert Robertis. And then Fleas said, no. Do it again. And then I went through it like I just did. 2-1. Robertis slaps it towards the line and left. Rodriguez can't get it. It bounces out of play. So it's an automatic double for Robert Robertis. Blue Jays tack on another run. It's 8-4 in the fifth. Hernandez scores. Joseph limited to just third base as that ball bounced out of play. And here's Bryce Arnold, the guy who started this mess in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays have batted around. Arnold has reached twice, once on a homer, once on a walk. First pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Two outs. The line just keeps on moving for the Jays. Looked like they were teetering on the edge of leaving the bases loaded. 0-1. Arnold takes low and in. One ball, one strike. Good Wednesday crowd on hand. A lot of rain in the forecast this week. Folks probably figuring, hey, let's go see some baseball. Arnold swings and misses. And it's 1-2. Stumbo trying to end a long, tumultuous bottom of the fifth for Bradenton. His 1-2. Misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Victor Arias, the top of the order, waits on deck. Stumbo reads the sign, sets near the chin, brings it to the belt. 2-2, curveball called, strike three. But the damage is done. The Blue Jays rally for five runs on four hits in the bottom of the fifth. And they take a commanding 8-4 lead as we go to the sixth in a seven-inning ball game on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's the sixth inning at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays coming off a five-run rally. They now lead 8-4, and Irv Carter is on to try and protect the lead. First pitch to Valdez. Fastball called strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Carter takes over for Eleander Alcalde. Worked two scoreless innings. Blue Jays bullpen's been hot lately. 0-1. Swing and a foul back on a cutter, and it's 0-2. Valdez 0-2 with a looking strikeout and a flyout. Series opener here. After we were rained out yesterday. 0-2. Valdez towards the gap in right center. Long run for Joseph. He can't get it. One hops the wall. Joseph plays it off the fence well. Chucks it back in, but it's late. Really good throw from Joseph, pretty much all the way to second base, but Valdez pulls in with a leadoff double.
Center fielder, number 35, Shaleen Polanco.
So here's Shaleen Polanco. He's been troubled today for the Jays. He's reached twice, once on a single and once on a walk. Numbers on Irv, 4.41 ERA, 15 appearances, 32 and two-thirds innings. A long relief type. And if all goes well, he should be able to shut this thing down. Carter with long blue socks with his white pants steals the first pitch. It's a strike. On a cut fastball in the upper half, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays lead 8-4, top of the sixth. Polanco, big power bat, waits on the pitch and takes way outside. 1-1. Carter had two scoreless innings last week, two scoreless outings, rather. In total, 3 2/3 scoreless innings. Went 2 2/3 in his last outing on Saturday. 1-1, a rip and a miss. Another cutter, makes it 1-2. Carter, largely this season, has been pretty good for the Jays. It is 1-2. It is a ball. So close. Another one of those cutters. Just missed the computerized zone. Carter with a breath. And the 2-2. Polanco takes it on the hands. Runs it full, 3-2. Carter drafted by the Blue Jays back in 2021, fifth round. And a Calvary Christian, Fort Lauderdale. So I'm sure he pitched in front of some friends and family last week in Palm Beach. Payoff pitch. Polanco reaches out, grounds it sharply to Arnold at second base. Fields it cleanly, throws to first in time for the out. Valdez does move from second to third. And there's one down for Eddie Rodriguez.
Left fielder, number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 8-4, top six. Seven-inning ball game. Rodriguez 0-1 with a hit-by-pitch and a swinging strikeout. Right-hander on right-hander. Carter from the windup. First pitch just misses high. And it's 1-0. Blue Jays infield at normal depth here. 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez takes a called strike. That was the heater. 1-1. That's a vocal bunch here at TD tonight. Fans saying, come on, Carter. Way to go, Carter. 1-1. Misses in. Cutter didn't cut much. Two balls, one strike. Looking around the seating bowl, a fair amount of Pirates gear. Some Buccos fans in enemy territory. 2-1 pitch. Rodriguez swings and foul tips it. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like a youngster in a Randy Arozarena jersey. And a young fan with a baseball glove, but a football jersey. It's a Bengals Ja'Marr Chase jersey walking below the booth now. 2-2. Misses outside. Close, but it's full. 3-2. The jerseys you see at a minor league baseball game. Never know. Carter trying not to lose Rodriguez. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses down and outside, and it's ball four. So puts men on the corners, but puts the inning-ending double play in order as Solomon McGuire comes to the dish.
Designated hitter number 29, Solomon McGuire.
Bradenton trying to claw back into this game. They trail 8-4, top six, after the Blue Jays' five spot. And the bottom half of the fifth. Pitchers have the advantage right now with that shadow. First pitch to McGuire. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Carter, when he's at his best, sure has quite the mound presence to him. Shakes off to Shams. Sets the belt. Takes a long pause and now delivers. And McGuire pops it up on the infield, first base side. This should be Christian Feliz's ball. The first baseman calls for it, backpedals, and makes the catch. Two down. Valdez stays put at third base. Rodriguez still at first. And Javier Rivas comes to the plate. He has been a tough out lately. Rivas has reached twice today. After leading the league in OPS last week and picking up his first Florida State League Player of the Week award, singled and scored in the third and was hit with a pitch in the fourth. Right-hander against right-hander, two out, men on the corners. First pitch. Chopper off the hands towards first. Deschamps picks it up, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Irv Carter escapes the jam. He leaves men on the corners, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays lead at 8-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays lead in the series opener with Bradenton. It's 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth. New hurler on for Bradenton. It's a left-hander, and it's Hunter Furtado. Takes over for Peyton Stumbo.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 47, Victor Arias.
Furtado, the southpaw, will face the top of the Blue Jays lineup, starting with Victor Arias. Lefty on lefty, first pitch, misses in. Arias turns away, ball one. Furtado with a 5.48 ERA. Coming into this appearance, the 17th this year, he's thrown 23 frames. 1-0, called strike. High fastball, upper half of the zone, 1-1. Arias ripped a double, last inning. Helped spark the Blue Jays' five-run rally. 1-1. Arias with a grounder through the middle. Running grab from Delgado. Spins and throws to first in time. Valdez with the scoop. What a play from Kiner Delgado to take a hit away from Victor Arias. Shortstop showing off the range. Get another look at it. Delgado with great body control. And also credit Toledo, the second baseman. Had to drop. Get out of the way of the throw. Good wherewithal there. First pitch to Beltre. He takes a called strike. Changeup in the upper half of the zone. 0-1. 8-4, Blue Jays on top, bottom six. The pitch. Misses high, 1-1. Game two will start 30 minutes following the conclusion of this here game one. 1-1. Beltre chops it foul at the plate. It's 1-2. Beltre walked in that fifth inning rally. Also doubled in the first. Beltre with those pink batting gloves he's been wearing since Mother's Day. Homered on Mother's Day. 1-2. Hammered foul just past Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager. He'll chase it down. Beltre kept on wearing them. Blue Jays road trip in Bradenton. Then he homered on Dominican Mother's Day then too. So he's kept riding them. He says that he's got some blue ones for Father's Day coming up this weekend. 1-2. Comebacker over the pitcher Furtado down into center. It's a multi-hit game for Manny Beltre. That was not an easy pitch to hit. Fastball low. Turned it around for a liner. Here's Christian Feliz. 8-4 Jays, bottom six. Lefty on lefty. First pitch, Christian with a check swing on a fastball inside. Did he go? No. Says field umpire Blake Bizone. 1-0. When picking up, blowing out towards right. 1-0. Christian takes off speed high. Change up. Two balls, no strikes. With Feliz's 10 homers, 9 of them have come against righties, but he did hit one against the lefty in Blue Jays' last homestand. 2-1 offer. Misses up and in. 3-0. Beltre, a stolen base threat. Probably won't see him take off here, but who knows. 3-0. has popped up on the infield. Rivas comes out. Now he sprints in, calls off the pitcher Furtado, who stumbles, and Rivas makes the catch. So Feliz out number two, and here's Alexis Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-3, had an RBI infield single last inning. Blue Jays lead it, 8-4 over Bradenton. First pitch to Alexis from Furtado. Misses up and in, ball one. Game two pitching matchup features Jerron Watts Brown for the Jays, now the top-ranked prospect on this roster, with Arjun Damala down in the Florida Complex League and Barriera and Morotis on the IL with Tommy John. Furtado loops the throw over to first. It's late. That's not to say that there's not a lot of talent still on this Jays team. It's just wild to see the transition from opening day until now. So it'll be Watts Brown for the Jays up against Antoine Kelly for the Marauders. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Two guys who have really been pitching well lately. So if you like good starting pitching, stick around for a while. More baseball on deck. 2-0. Hernandez takes low. Three balls, no strikes. It is baseball's birthday, after all. On this date in 1839, the first recorded game of baseball played in Cooperstown, New York. 3-0 to Hernandez. Is in there for a called strike inside half of the plate. Makes it 3-1. You know, there's a lot more backstory to the first game of baseball than I think most people realize. Abner Doubleday, widely credited for inventing the game. 3-1, misses inside. That's ball four. Hernandez aboard for the second time tonight. The inning is extended for Tucker Thoman. Blue Jays trying to add to an 8-4 lead, bottom six.
Shortstop, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
Thoman 0-for-3. Had a slight delay as it appears we've maybe run out of baseballs. So anyways, Thoman climbs in. On the invention of baseball, Abner Doubleday is credited with that. However, as time has passed, history has proven that that is wrong. Abner Doubleday did not invent baseball. And heck, he might not have even been present at that first game in 1839. First pitch to Thoman. Bouncer foul towards the on deck circle. It's 0-1. But because that game was played in Cooperstown, that's where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. Located in a former sewing factory in beautiful upstate New York. If you're a baseball fan, if you've never been, you've got to go. 0-1. Thoman takes curveball down. One ball, one strike. So diving further into the invention of baseball and Abner Doubleday, not only was it pretty doubted that he was there on this date in 1839, but he wasn't even really a sports fan at all. 1-1 popped up out of play, third base side. This is from the Wikipedia page on the origins of baseball. Doubleday was enrolled at West Point at the time, but there was no record of him being in Cooperstown that day. They cite a longtime friend of Doubleday in this article. He says, lifelong friend of Doubleday, never heard him mention baseball. There's no mention of it in his autobiography either. 1-2, misses low and away. Two balls, two strikes. In character, this is from the Wikipedia page again, Doubleday was bookish and sedentary. with no observable interest in athletics of any sort. 2-2. Toman takes a called strike three, and that'll end the frame. Blue Jays threaten for more runs, but they do not score. They leave two on base. And we go to the seventh. Irv Carter back out to try and close this ball game out. Blue Jays lead at 8-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It'll be 9-1-2 for Bradenton in their last chance. Not today, but in game one of this twin bill. Top of the seventh inning, it's 8-4 Blue Jays. Irv Carter back out. Square off against Toledo to open the inning. He's 1-for-2 with a triple. First pitch misses up and away, ball one. Blue Jays' first doubleheader this year. Trying to start their doubleheader track this year on a high note. 1-0. It's called strike as a cutter finds the back door. That's 1-1. Toledo ripped an RBI three-bagger as part of a four-run rally in the third, responsible for all of Bradenton's runs. The pitch misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays opened the scoring with three runs in the second. And the Marauders responded with those four runs. But the difference in this game, a five-run fifth for the Jays. 2-1. Toledo gets under it. Pops it into shallow center. Toman, the shortstop, ranges back. Calls for it. Makes a two-handed catch. And Toledo's out number one. Here's Kiner Delgado.
Shortstop,
number 54, Kiner Delgado. Delgado, leadoff man, 1-for-3 with a two-bagger in that third inning rally. He squares to bunt and jumps out of the way as a fastball breezes inside. It's 1-0. Delgado in an open stance, waits on the pitch, high leg kick, and he takes a called strike. 1-1. Delgado, not a huge frame. Listed on the roster at 5'7", that might not be doing him justice, but he might not be 6 foot. 1-1. He takes a called strike in the upper half of the zone. It's 1-2. But because of that high leg kick, he can really generate some pop. Some forward momentum in his swing, and as a result, he's got four homers. Carter out ahead of him here, looking for his first strikeout tonight. Irv gathers the sign, sidesteps, and the 1-2 is fought off foul, third base side. We'll have a do-over. Carter scoops up some dirt from the mound, takes a breath, looks in for the sign. Irv's 27th pitch of his outings, the next 1-2, and Delgado waves and misses on a cutter inside. Two down. So it's up to Omar Alfonso to try and continue this ball game. We mentioned that mound presence from Carter last inning. Bare hands the ball as he gets it back after a strikeout. That's something that he does a lot. Alfonso 1-for-3 with a big fly today. First pitch, lefty takes a called strike. On a cutter, outside black. Fan says, come on, blue. Probably referencing home plate umpire Dominic Romero, not knowing that he's not calling balls and strikes. 0-1. Alfonso jumps out of the way of a fastball that misses low. 1-1. So again, we'll start game two, 30 minutes following the conclusion of this game. We got a twin bill on deck for you, 14 innings of baseball. Maybe you're in town, just wrapped up dinner. You're thinking, hey, what should I do the rest of the night? More baseball coming up, still plenty of time. Come out and join us. 1-1. Alfonso jumps out of the way of a cutter that would have hit him if he didn't move. 2-1. Carter with a rosin bag behind the mound. Picks it up, sets it down. Climbs back on the slab. It's a 2-1 toss. Alfonso pops it up out of play. Third base side. 2-2, and Bradenton is down to its final strike. This Marauders team has not been good on the road. Had not been good, as putting it lightly. They're 4-20 this year away from home. Trying to avoid their 21st loss. Strike away, 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. Still 2-2. Carter nods at Deshams, takes a breath, the twist, and the next 2-2. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Ball game over. Blue Jays take game one. Irv Carter with a smile of relief on his face. He closes out the ball game. Gets a nice bear hug from Nick Deshams. He strikes out 2 in the top of the 7th. And the Blue Jays take the series opener 8-4. Get to the final totals here, as this one is wrapped up at 7:17, so we'll start game two at 7:42. Blue Jays score 8 runs on 9 hits and commit, as the box score decides to refresh on me in the middle of the totals. Blue Jays with no errors in this one, they leave 6. For Bradenton, 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and they leave 4. Winning pitcher is Alcalde, 2 scoreless for him. Losing pitcher is Chang, who started the ballgame for Bradenton, went 4-plus and allowed 5 earned runs. With the win, the Blue Jays have won 4 straight. They improved to 30-28, while Bradenton falls to 25-32. We'll get started in game two here in about 30 minutes, coming up at 7:47-ish, 7:48, give or take maybe about 3 minutes. We'll send our broadcast offline, at least on the audio side. Stay with us. We'll be back on air soon and talking more baseball. Game two of a doubleheader between the Blue Jays and the Marauders. Game one final. It's the Blue Jays 8 and the Marauders 4. This is Larry Larson saying thank you for listening. And so long for now from TD Ballpark.
We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, we're moments away from game number two of a doubleheader between your DJs and the Bradenton Marauders. Hello again, everybody. It's Larry Larson with you. Glad you could be with us for not one but two games on your Wednesday night. So far, so good for the Jays as they took game one by a final score of 8-4 using a five-run, four-hit rally in the fifth inning to win it. It looks like, I don't know if we're going to have a national anthem or a starting lineup or play ball announcement here. Let's find out, and then we'll deliver you starting lineups. That is the play ball kit.
Two most important words in the game of baseball. Sammy, what do you have to say?
Play ball!
It is time to play ball, and it's time to introduce you to the starting lineups for game two of this twin bill. First for the visitors in Bradenton, Braylon Bishop will lead it off and play left. Kiner Delgado played in game one. He'll bat second and play second base in game two. As Merlin Valdez is the right fielder. Axial Plaz is the cleanup man doing the catching. Shailene Polanco is the DH. Sergio Campagna is out in center. Javier Rivas, shortstop, batting seventh. Juan Jerez is the first baseman, and Wesley Zapata rounds it out, batting ninth and playing third base. Those are the Marauders. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays behind starting pitcher Jaron Watts-Brown. Gene Joseph will lead it off in center. Manny Beltre is the shortstop today, batting second in game two. Christian Feliz back at first base, batting third. Alexis Hernandez, the cleanup man again. This time he's the DH. Edward Duran will do the catching for Watts-Brown. Tucker Toman is the third baseman, batting sixth. Jeuni Munoz gets the start in right. Daniel Perez is the left fielder. And Bryce Arnold rounds it out once again, batting ninth and playing second base. That's the lineup and the defense behind Blue Jays starting pitcher Jaron Watts-Brown. And simply put, if you like swings and misses, if you like watching whiffs, JWB is must-see streaming. He leads all of single-A in whiffs and whiff rate. Simply put, the amount of swings that are misses. That's whiff rate, and Jaron's whiff rate is pretty darn good. Again, best in single-A coming into his start tonight at a whopping 39%. He's racked up 134 total whiffs. The right-hander is the Blue Jays' number 18 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, drafted by the Blue Jays in the third round at Oklahoma State last year. Jaron pitching some of his best baseball here lately. In nine starts, 3.43 ERA total this year. His last start at Palm Beach last week may have been his best. He went six innings, only allowed one earned run, five strikeouts, which is not super high for him, but no walks. And if you're watching on our must-see stream, Jaron with that 56 strikeout to 22 walk ratio, not too shabby, but those walks, when they rack up, have been his Achilles heel. And lately, he's done a good job at cutting down on those. Squaring off against a Marauders lineup that presents a much different challenge than what he faced last week against Palm Beach, a team that swung a lot early in counts, made contact a lot early in counts. This Marauders team, not the case. Last in the league in average and first in the league in strikeouts. So it could be a big night for Jaron on the bump in terms of punch-outs. He'll square off against Braylon Bishop, who did not play in game one, gets the nod here in game two. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Marauders have switched jerseys. So have the Jays. Marauders now in their alternate black tops. And the first pitch to Bishop is popped up on the infield to the third baseman, Toman. He's camped. Now backpedals towards shortstop. He makes the catch. And Bishop is retired on one pitch. Here's Kiner Delgado.
Now batting second baseman, number 54, Kiner Delgado.
Delgado played in game one. led off, went 1-for-4. First pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back, takes low and in, ball one. Just getting started in game two of this doubleheader, 2 7-inning games. Blue Jays took game one by a score of 8-4. They've won 4 straight. 1-0, Delgado takes in. 2 balls, no strikes. Blue Jays are 30-28, 2 games over 500, while Bradenton is 25-33, eliminated from first-half playoff contention. 2-0, Delgado takes low and in again, 3 balls, no strikes. Blue Jays, on the other hand, the percentages don't lie in their favor, but they're still alive. You're telling me there's a chance. 8 games left in the first half. Blue Jays are 7.5 back, if I'm not mistaken. 3-0 pitch, misses up and away. That's ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued to Kiner Delgado. So Bradenton has a man aboard for Esmerlin Valdez in the first. Valdez, a 247 hitter. Throw over to first is late. Valdez with 7 home runs. Played earlier this afternoon. Went 1-for-3 with a double. Struck out. Now the first pitch. Misses up for a ball. So it's 1-0 and it's 5 straight misses from Geron in this first. Geron, a long and lanky build. 6'3". 190, he deals. Check swing from Valdez, he went. That's a strike. One ball, one strike. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Some clouds moving overhead as the 1-1 is soared into center. Joseph says, I've got it. Settles underneath it and makes a one-handed catch. For out number two, Delgado chased back to first, and that brings up Axel Plaz.
Temperature, number 46,
Axiel Plaz. Game time temperature here for game two, 85 degrees, under mostly sunny skies. Lights have been flipped on. Watts Brown throws over to first again. It's late. Those clouds moving overhead. As there's rain throughout the state, but not here. Knock on wood for us, would you? Now the first pitch to Plaz. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Duran throws a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup mix. That slider is a hard slider in the mid-80s. 0-1. Breaking ball just missed inside. It's 1-1. Plaz hitting 226, 4 long balls for him. The pitch misses down and outside by a touch. So it's 2-1. Close misses here for Duran in this first inning. Not really all over the zone. He's close to the zone. He takes a breath and now throws the 2-1. Plaz taps it foul, third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was the slider there, which... If for you real fellow baseball nerds out there watching the game cast where it populates the pitch type, it says cutter. That's not a cutter. It's a slider. 2-2. Runner goes. Pitch misses high. Throw down from Duran. They got him. Delgado cut down by a country mile. A laser beam from Edward Duran. Gets Teron Watts Brown out of the first, having faced the minimum. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays open the bats, stay loud in game two of this doubleheader after hanging an eight spot on Bradenton in our first seven-inning contest. We've got no score going to the bottom of the first, and Antoine Kelly is ready for work for the Marauders. Kelly, the big, burly right-hander from Aruba, 20 years old, comes into this one with a 4.64 ERA. His first offer to Gene Joseph is swung on and missed. That was a foul tip, I think, and it sure got Oxiel Plaz bad. He is in a world of hurt. Crouched behind home plate. Maybe had the wind knocked out of him, or maybe worse. Looks like he's going to be okay, just trying to get his bearings about him on his hands and knees. Didn't look like that ball was foul tipped even. Manager Jim Horner brings out a glass of water for Plaz, who's all right. He's going to stay in the game. So a tough start at the office for Plaz today. Didn't play game one. Inserted into the lineup here in game two. Joseph also played in game one. 0-1. That's a called strike, lower half of the zone. Quickly 0-2. Gene batted seventh, went 2-for-3 with a double and two runs driven in. 0-2 offer from Kelly. Fastball just misses outside. 1-2. Kelly with a little bit more velocity than the Blue Jays saw back in game one from Hung Lung Chang, the starter. Or really any of the bullpen guys. Fastball at 95. 1-2. Joseph pops it up into shallow right. Valdez hustling in. Calls off the center fielder Campagna and gets the job done himself. It's an F9 for out number one in the home first. No score. And here's Manny Beltre. Beltre extended his on-base streak to 23 games. With a solid outing in game one, 2-for-3 with a double and a walk. First pitch, he lays off on a changeup low, ball one. Blue Jays in their home whites, traditional home look for game two. Blue Jays across the chest in blue, 1-0, misses up and in. Beltre thought about it, but held up. Two balls, no strikes. So with those two hits back in game one, Beltre's average at 272. 2-0 is in there for a called strike. Fastball finds the low inside edge. It's 2-1. Beltre really appearing to have turned a corner. 2-1 popped up out of play. First base side. Some fans look up. Watches it sail out of the ballpark. 2-2. Manny calls time, and it looks like he might be cramping up. Uses his bat to try and roll it out. Now Luke Green, the trainer, will come out and give it a look. Beltre initially grabbed for behind his thigh, and now he's doing it again. So it looks like maybe his calf is cramping up or his back leg. And obviously in game two of a doubleheader, those things might happen. Not something that you want to see in the first inning of game two of a doubleheader, though. Daniel Perez fetches some water for Beltre. So rather than a traditional timeout, looks like a small injury delay. And Beltre will stay in. Two balls, two strikes. One out, base is empty, bottom one. No score. Beltre, the team leader in RBIs, as well as average among qualifiers. Now the 2-2 from Kelly is chopped foul. We'll do it again. Kelly making his 11th appearance this year and his 9th start. He has one prior start against these Jays. 2-2. Kelly tumbles off the mound. Look out below. Kelly was into his motion and just didn't get the pitch off. Kicks up some dirt around the mound. Now we'll call time, wipe off the cleats. It's always kind of funny when that happens. Probably not for Antoine himself. And now Blake Bizone and Dominic Romero, the umpires, are going to get together. If I'm not mistaken, that should be a ball. But Bizone didn't signal as such, at least initially. So the count should be 3-2 after the tuck and roll from Kelly. Oh, man. How often do you see that? Get another look, shall we? Whoops. So Kelly hung on to that ball. He followed through with his motion as if somebody called time. It didn't look like anybody called time. Maybe Kelly mistakenly thought. And now the umpire signaled that the count is indeed full, 3-2. Well, that was something else. All right, back to it. Payoff pitch. Beltre with a check swing on a pitch down and away. He went strike three. And it's an eventful strikeout for out number two in the first. I've seen a little bit of everything in this first inning. Christian Feliz trying to keep a bizarre frame going. Big left-handed batter, first pitch, is popped up. Left side of the infield, Rivas, the shortstop, calls for it, claps his glove, and makes the two-handed grab behind his head. And the inning is over. Antoine Kelly works at 1-2-3 with a strikeout and one graceful tumble off the mound. No scores. We go to the top of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
On to the top of the second inning in game two of our doubleheader, and it appears we have a defensive switch for the Blue Jays as we've got no score. Manny Beltre has exited the game. So the Blue Jays have removed Beltre after he struck out swinging in the first and appeared to cramp up. Adrian Meza is in at shortstop. First pitch to Plaz. Ground ball right to Meza. Sliding stop. Gets up. Throws to first in time. Welcome to Dunedin, Mr. Meza. Wow. What a first impression.
Designated hitter, number 35, Shalit Polanco.
Here's Shalene Polanco. Left-handed batter. Played in game one as well. First pitch from Jaron Watts-Brown. Misses outside for a ball. So that's obviously a storyline to watch. I think hopefully more precautionary than anything with Beltre out of the game being the way that he's hit lately. The set in the 1-0. Slips out of Watts-Brown's hand on a curve. Up and away for ball two. So with that strikeout, Beltre's on-base streak is going to end. That's unfortunate. Polanco with a huge swing and a miss. So the 2-1 is popped up on the infield towards the third base side. Meza calls for it. He makes the catch. Little fumble at the end, but no less he hangs on. Busy first inning at TD Ballpark for Adrian Meza. Coming on as a sub for Beltre. There's two down for Sergio Campagna.
Center fielder, number 19, Sergio Campagna.
Campagna did not play game one. First pitch. Misses down. Ball one.
Now playing shortstop for Blue Jays, number 11, Adrian Meza.
In case you missed it, there's the PA announcement. 1-0. Swinging a foul back. One ball, one strike. Campagna, a 273 hitter in just 19 games. One homer. Pitch to him. Cue shot ground ball down to first. Feliz pounces on it. Takes it to the bag himself in time. And Jaron Watts-Brown has faced the minimum through two. We go to the bottom half of the second. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. As the sun begins to set at TD Ballpark, the wind is breezing out to right. We've got no score going to the bottom of the second inning. Second game of two today between these two clubs to open up a six-game set. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez is chopped foul, and it's 0-1. Antoine Kelly worked a 1-2-3 first, including a strikeout against Manny Beltre. Beltre now out of the ballgame. 0-1. Hernandez with a ground ball through the right side for a base knock. Hernandez reached twice in game one, including an RBI single, and now he's got a hit here in game two. Blue Jays' first base runner brings up Edward Duran.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Duran.
Duran hitting 242 coming into today's doubleheader. Did not play in the first game, first pitch. Misses in ball one. Duran still without a homer. I'm sure he'd love for that to change, although that has not hampered his production in a large part. Draws a lot of walks, gets on base. Pitch, swing and a miss, and Hernandez is safe at second. No throw as he took off with the pitch. Plaz bobbled the baseball, so Hernandez steals second. Blue Jays have a man at scoring position for Edward. Duran has driven in 14 runs. Kelly sets and deals. Duran takes low and away. The ball skips away from Plaz all the way to the on-deck circle. Hernandez trots on down to third base. So it's 2-1 on Duran. Hitters count for him. Blue Jays trying to jump ahead here in the bottom of the second inning. Infield comes in for Bradenton. 2-1. Duran chops it foul behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes. It was an error-free ball game for both clubs in game one, but defense has been kind of a tough spot for Bradenton lately over the last 4 weeks or so. 2-2. Duran slaps it into right, down for a knock. Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead. Hernandez in from third. Blue Jays strike first on an RBI knock from Edward Duran. That'll please baseball traditionalists everywhere. Blue Jays scoring on back-to-back opposite field singles. Here's Tucker Tolman. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Misses down, ball one. Tucker went 0 for 4 with three punch-outs in game one. Lucky for him, sometimes he gets to play two games in one day. 1-0, Tolman takes outside, two balls, no strikes. Tolman in his second season here with the Jays, the DJs that would be. All part of the learning experience, dealing with that failure, shaking it off day to day. 2-0. Tolman slaps it towards the gap in left center. Long run for Bishop. He gets under it and makes the catch. Duran retreats back to first, and Tolman's out number one. Here's Jeyoni Munoz.
Number 27, Jeyoni
Munoz in his first game back here at TD Ballpark since coming off the IL. Spent about a month and a half on the injured list with a knee injury. Off to a 161 start to his year. Nine games played, no homers. First pitch, driven into center. Campagna moves back towards right. The center fielder makes the grab. Duran once again trots back to first. Munoz is a fly ball out number two. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead thanks to an RBI knock from Edward Duran. Daniel Perez comes to the plate now. Perez hitting 211. No homers. 574 OPS. First pitch misses low and in. Ball one. Dark navy blue, almost purple clouds have gathered beyond the left field wall. 1-0. Perez waves and misses. One ball, one strike. Daniel last week didn't play a whole ton. largely in part to the fact that the Blue Jays had two rehabbers in the lineup, Damiano Palmigiani and Keikai Rios. 1-1, a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. So Perez only played two games. Went 3-for-10. Hitting .270 over his last 10 games as a whole. So he's turned a corner after a bit of a slow start. Kelly gives a look over at first at Duran. He's close by. The 1-2. Daniel takes down on a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Perez with those light orange, then pink, then blue cleats. All the colors kind of fading together. A wide set stance, 2-2. Duran runs. Pitch misses outside, and Plaz bobbles it. He can't catch his counterpart. Duran, the catcher, swipes second base. So the Blue Jays now with another man in scoring position. Count is full on Perez. Kelly sets at the belt. Gives a look at Duran. Deals. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Got him on the change of pace, and Kelly picks up his second strikeout tonight. But the Blue Jays pick up a run. Hernandez starts the inning with a single, steals second, moves to third on a pass ball, and then Duran singles him home. Blue Jays lead 1-0 through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing. Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Ron Watts Brown now pitching with a 1-0 lead for the DJs as they lead the Marauders in game two of a doubleheader. Duran has faced the minimum through two innings. He'll face 7-8-9 here, starting with Javier Rivas. Hotter than your average seven batter. Lineup, first pitch to him, misses outside, ball one. Rivas in game one picked up a hit to extend his hit streak to seven games. Reached twice, also on a hit by pitch. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. So interestingly enough, Duran with no strikeouts so far through the first two innings against the strikeout-prone Bradenton lineup. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Big swing from Rivas. Clipped Duran on the backswing. He's all right. And that was the slider. See if he goes back to it here. 2-1. Has driven into center. Pretty well hit. Joseph back. He's at the track. He looks up, and it's out of here. It carries over the wall in right center. A tall fence. Javier Rivas goes the opposite way for a solo homer. His fifth this year. He's got a bright smile across his face. His big stretch continues. We're tied at one in the third.
First baseman, number 41, Juan Jerez.
Brings up Juan Jerez. Getting his first action today after he had game one off. Righty on righty, first pitch. Curveball misses low and in, ball one. Perez hitting .216 this year. This is his 17th game. Blue Jays didn't see him in the first set between these squads. 1-0. Perez with a check swing and a miss. He went around there. Confirmed on the appeal. We probably could have made that call from up here. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. Perez was tardy. One ball, two strikes. Time called by Perez. Watts Brown still is a statue on the rubber. Now he moves just a little bit. He does not allow very many homers. 1-2. Perez takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. Just the third homer this year allowed by Watts Brown in now 44 innings. Pretty good. 2-2. Perez takes a called strike three. Fastball spotted up on the outside edge of the zone, and Jaron bounces back with a strikeout. His first tonight brings up Wesley Zapata.
Number 12, Wesley Zapata.
It's 1-1, top three. Didn't think it was that funny. Zapata, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Batting 175, first pitch, a late swing and a miss. 0-1. Zapata hitting .175 so far this year. This is his 21st game here tonight. The pitch, misses low and in. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays infield playing to pull. Mesa, the shortstop up the middle. 1-1. It is popped up third base side. Tucker Thoman watches it fly out of play. Lands into some empty seats, deflects from behind the dugout all the way down to the front row. Unsuspecting souvenir. So it's 1-2. The pitch to Zapata, misses outside on a heater at 93. A little arm side run to that pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Jaron sets, takes a breath. Now a long pause, and he deals. And a breaking ball is chopped foul. Zapata just got a piece of it off the end of his bat, just barely. 2-2. The curveball from Watts Brown, a pitch that he's mixed in a little bit more and more as we've gone along this year. He deals, and Zapata pops it up out of play. Still 2-2. Drawn with long blue sleeves with his home white jersey. Deals the 2-2, and a breaking ball misses low and in. Like the curveball again. And now it's full. So 37 pitches already for Jaron. Trying not to lose Zapata. The payoff pitch. Grounded over to second base. Routine for Bryce Arnold. He knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first, and into the Blue Jays dugout. And almost hit Jose Mayorga. Flew right by the Blue Jays manager into the dugout, and it's a two-base error for Wesley Zapata.
Left fielder number 5, Braylon Bishop.
Well, so now there's a man in scoring position for Braylon Bishop. A frustrating inning continues for Jaron. Bishop popped out to the third baseman, Thoman, in the first. He's 0-1. Our score, one apiece. Top of the third, first pitch. Bishop takes low and in. It's 1-0. Bishop drafted by the Pirates back in the 14th round in 2021 out of high school in Arkansas. 1-0. He thought about going around, but takes just down. A pretty good curveball. It's a good take from Bishop. Two balls, no strikes. Bishop signed out of a commitment to Arkansas. He committed to the Razorbacks when he was 15. Runner dances off second. Watts Brown deals and misses low. Three balls, no strikes. Might be due for a mound visit here. We'll probably expect one from Corey Reardon after Ron loses Bishop. Zapata off second base. And Jaron calls time. Just hasn't been able to get that rhythm here in this third inning that we're used to seeing when things are humming along for him. 3 balls, no strikes. Jaron sets, checks the runner, throws home. Bishop with a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's a strike. So it's 3-1. Bishop, a guy with good pop, went 3-for-12 last week with 2 homers. Seemed like everybody in this Marauders lineup had 2 homers last week. 3-1, misses down. And that's ball 4. Second walk of the night issued by Jaron Watts Brown. Bishop aboard, and here comes Corey. Wants to try and rein things in on Jaron's outing. Not what we've been used to seeing from Jaron. 22-year-old college arm, seasoned vet, at least in terms of single-A pitchers, where you get a lot of guys whose experience has been limited to complex ball, rookie ball, whatnot. Whole infield gets together here. And Reardon heads back to the dugout. Well, one thing that has stood out this year is when the waters get a little choppy for Watts Brown, it seems like he's at his best.
Second baseman, number 54, Kiner Delgado.
Kiner Delgado climbs in here. Jaron might need his best against arguably the best pure hitter in this Marauders lineup here in Delgado. Men on first and second. Tie ball game, 1-1 in the third, and the first pitch misses outside. Ball one. Delgado worked a walk in the first, and then he was caught stealing. Delgado in an open stance, rests the bat on his shoulder, waits on the pitch. Both runners go, and the pitch is fouled back. Hit and run was on. They'll head back to their stations. 1 ball, 1 strike. Delgado kind of slumping over his last 10 games, hitting just 154. Does have 2 homers in that span. 1-1 toss. Sails high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Already some action in the Blue Jays bullpen. Blue Jays used 3 pitchers back in game 1. Obviously, in these 7-inning games, you can sometimes just use 2. 2-1, a wave and a miss. A wicked changeup from Watts Brown draws a violent hack from Delgado. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That changeup, underrated pitch. And that arsenal for Jaron. Delgado calls time, steps out, steps back in. The 6'3 righty, Watts Brown, gathers the sign, takes a breath, then throws, and it's a called strike 3. Good slider there on the inside edge. Locked up Delgado. Out number 2.
Now batting number 27, Esmelin Valdez.
Really good pitch there. Slider on the inside edge. 2 strikeouts, both looking in this third. Runner still on first and second for Esmelin Valdez, a righty. First pitch. Breaking ball misses in. Ball 1. Marauders 1, Blue Jays 1. Top of the third. Javier Rivas solo shot tied it up. Valdez pops the pitch foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. So 49 pitches here for Jaron. If he keeps it manageable, Here in the top of the third, you imagine he'll be back out for the fourth. 1-1. Valdez pops it up. High into that dark navy blue sky, foul territory left field side. Mesa with a long run after it, but he watches it drop out of play. So it's 1-2. Lights have taken full effect now against that dark backdrop. Good crowd here for the doubleheader. If you're here with us at TD Ballpark, we certainly appreciate it. The 1-2. Valdez thought about going around on it, held up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Jays swap out baseballs. Valdez popped out to center in the first. He waits on the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. Valdez locked up by a nasty slider in the top half of the zone. And Jerron Watts Brown catches 3 Marauders window shopping in the third, but he does allow a solo homer to Javier Rivas, and we've got a tie ball game. Going to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Nine-one-two due up for the Dunedin Blue Jays as it's 1-1 going to the home half of the third. Starts with Bryce Arnold, who belted a homer back in game one. Also reached on a walk and came in to score in the Blue Jays' 8-4 win. Antoine Kelly back out, righty on righty in the first pitch. Fastball called strike at the knees, 93 on the heater, and it's 0-1. Bryce now hitting 193. He's got 4 long balls. Can really hit the ball hard. 0-1. Arnold chops it foul, third base side. And it's 0-2. You might look at Bryce Arnold and think, oh, it's probably the type of guy who's more of a contact hitter. He certainly was in college, hit for a really high average, but here in the pros, he's really flashed that power. Kelly gathers the sign, twists and tosses. And Arnold swings and misses on the fastball at 95. Third strikeout for Kelly is out number one in the third.
Center fielder number 6, James Joseph.
To the top of the order here. In between innings, we had quite the attempt, but also quite the failure. Two young ladies wasting some draft beer. $2 draft beer at that. First pitch misses up and into Gene Joseph. Tried the interlocking arms drink. And creativity points are there, but execution, not so much. Pitch misses into Joseph. 2 balls, no strikes. We continue to have fans trying all these creative ways to drink at TD Ballpark. No matter how you want to drink, draft beers are $2 every Wednesday. Swing and a miss from Joseph. 2 balls, 1 strike. Joseph flied out to right in the first inning. The pitch hit him. Joseph tried to turn away from a changeup, but couldn't get out of the way, and the Blue Jays have a base runner with one out in the home third.
Shortstop, number 11, Adrian Meza.
So for the first time here at TD Ballpark, here's Adrian Meza. Came on as a defensive substitution for Manny Beltre after he cramped up in the first inning. Meza, a left-handed batter. Kelly, the right-handed thrower. Throw over to first is late. And Meza's first inning, he made a nice sliding play. Good throw over to first. His first attempt at shortstop. Just added to the Blue Jays roster today. Now the first pitch to him. Liner at Rivas. He makes a leaping grab, and the shortstop looks. Joseph back to first, and Meza pops out for out number two.
Now batting number 34, Christian Valdez.
Here's Christian Feliz. 1-1 deadlock, bottom three. First pitch. Misses low and away, ball one. Feliz popped out to the shortstop, Rivas in the first. Feliz in a tall, upright stance, waits on the 1-0 and pops it out of play behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Christian's hit streak was snapped at five games in game one, but he did reach base, so that on-base streak lives. Here's the 1-1. Rip and a miss. Home run hack from Feliz on a slider. Came up empty. One ball, two strikes. Kelly with a bright red glove steps off the mound. Make some kind of a signal to Axial Plaz, as if to say, I didn't really see the sign. So now he shakes off Plaz as he climbs back on the rubber. Now sees what he wants and throws. And Feliz takes inside. No! Called strike three. Tough way to end the bottom of the third for the Blue Jays. Fourth strikeout for Antoine Kelly in three innings of one-run ball. Still tied at one. On to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing. Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's Bradenton 1 and the Blue Jays 1 as we go to the top of the fourth. Jerron Watts-Brown deals the first pitch to Axial Plaz. It misses high, ball one. Blue Jays struck first on an RBI knock from Edward Duran in second inning. Bradenton quickly tied it up on a solo shot from Rivas in the third. Next pitch is a called strike. 1-1 to Plaz. A slow curveball at 72 from Watts Brown. 1-1 is popped up. High in the air, shallow right. Munoz coming in and foul ground. The right fielder makes the catch. One down. Here's Shalene Polanco.
Designated hitter, number 35, Shalene Polanco.
Polanco popped out to the shortstop Meza in the second inning. Game two of a doubleheader here. This is a seven-inning game. First pitch to Polanco is popped up high in the air. Right field line again. This one sneaks out of play. Bounces on the concrete up into some empty seats down the right field side. Foot race ensues for that souvenir. That's 0-1. Polanco with long black socks waits on the 0-1 pitch. It's hammered down to first. Fielded on a hop by Feliz. It's an easy play now. He trots to first, steps on the bag. That's two quick outs for Jerron Watts Brown. Bouncing back nicely from what was a pretty long top of the third inning. There's Sergio Campagna. In addition to that homer, Watts Brown had to work around two base runners. Pitch to Campagna, bunted, popped up towards us, out of play. Oh and one. Campagna grounded out to Feliz back in that second inning. Kicking the pitch, swing and a miss. A trademark slider from Watts Brown, it's 0-2. Ron on the third base side, quickly working. He sets and deals the 0-2 pitch. And a slider misses low. One ball, two strikes. That bullpen is quieted for the Jays. Jerron gathers the sign from Duran. Kicks and deals. And Campagna chops it towards the middle. Diving stop from Mesa. Gets up, throws to first. It's late. Meza with a really nice stop there on a ground ball at 102 off the bat from Campagna.
Short
but it's a hit.
Two,
here's Javier Rivas. As clouds billow in the distance. Hope those aren't coming our way. I don't think they are. We're perfectly content the way things are right now. Playing baseball, somewhat clear skies. First pitch to Rivas, called strike. That slow curve again, 69 on the gun. What a change of pace. You look at that versus the fastball from Watts Brown that can reach up to 95. And a 16-mile-an-hour difference. 0-1. Rivas reaches out, flares it into shallow right. Long run for Munoz. He gets there and makes the catch. And Jerron Watts Brown bounces back after allowing a run in the third. He tosses up a zero in the fourth. We go to the bottom half, still 1-1 in game two of our doubleheader on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
The bottom of the fourth inning for the Blue Jays, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
One apiece as we head to the home half of the fourth inning in a seven-inning contest. Blue Jays took game one of our doubleheader, trying to take game two to win a fifth consecutive ball game. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez is flied foul on a play on the first base side out of the hand of Antoine Kelly. It's 0-1. Kelly allowed an RBI single to Duran back in the second pitch. In there for a called strike. It's 0-2. That's the only damage. He's punched out four and three strong innings. Plaz sets up high. 0-2 is driven into left center. It's going to hang up for Campagna into the gap. He makes the catch. And Hernandez flies out to center for out number one. Well, Plaz set up high. That pitch was high. It's a little bit too high for Hernandez to barrel up.
Number 12, Edward Duran.
Here's Edward Duran. Drove in the Blue Jays' only run back in the second. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Someone just yelled, happy birthday to Duran, but his birthday was a few weeks ago. 0-1. Lined out into right. Sends Valdez back. He gets under it, makes the catch. So two quick fly ball outs for Antoine Kelly. And the last of the fourth.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
So here's Tucker Thoman. He lined out to left in the second inning. Blue Jays 1, Bradenton 1. Game 2 of a 6-game series here this week. First pitch. Thoman takes up. It's 1-0. If you look close enough, if you're watching on MILB TV, you might be able to see that Thoman is debuting some rec specs today. 1-0, misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. I asked Thoman, is that prescription? Is that just trying to enhance your eyesight? As Kelly is requested to switch out baseballs. And Thoman said, yep, they're prescription. He said he actually got prescribed glasses in spring training. I got those rec specs, decided they were too hard to hit in, and ditched them. 2-0. Thoman grounds it back to the pitcher, off Kelly to the shortstop, Rivas. He bobbles it, and Thoman safe at first. Blue Jays with a two-out base runner. Rec specs did him well there. He squared up that changeup. Extends the inning for Jeuni Munoz.
Right fielder, number 27, Jeuni.
Munoz 0-for-1 with a flyout. Blue Jays trying to break a 1-1 deadlock. Bottom four. First offer. Munoz pops it the opposite way. Over the first base screen, out of play. And it's 0-1. Munoz, a big fella. 6-1, 190. Looks like a ball player. 0-1. He takes outside. One ball, one strike. Munoz with really quick hands, too. Big body, quick hands. That's a good recipe for a good ball player. 1-1. Misses down and away. Plaz knocks it down. Keeps Thoman over at first. Plaz just 18 years old. A little bit more raw than Game 1 catcher Omar Alfonso, son of a big league catcher, Eliezer Alfonso, and the Blue Jays have challenged him as such. Two stolen bases tonight. 2-1 popped up over our heads out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Hernandez stole a base in the second, and so did Duran. So we'll see if Toman tries to maybe make something happen here. Kelly in his second start against Dunedin. His first one, four scoreless back on May 22nd. Struck out seven. 2-2. Munoz lays off a slider down and away. Runs it full, 3-2. Kelly definitely has the strikeout stuff. In contrast to game one starter, Hung Lung Chang, who's more of a contact guy. Payoff pitch. There goes Toman. Pitch misses inside. Check swing from Munoz. He did not go. It's a walk. Blue Jays have back-to-back two-out base runners for Daniel Perez. Perez 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout swinging. Chance to put the Blue Jays back in front. 1-1, bottom four, first pitch. Perez with a wave and a miss. A changeup fading away from the lefty. 0-1. Daniel with seven runs driven in. 0-1. He takes down and away. One ball, one strike. Toman with good speed off second. Munoz also pretty darn quick over at first. Big hole on the left side for Perez. An infield position for pull. Rivas, the shortstop behind the bag. 1-1, misses down and outside. Another changeup. Kelly hasn't been able to command that pitch super well. And he's requested switch out baseballs again by field umpire Dominic Romero. The rule is if you bring your hand to your mouth, you got to wipe it off first before you touch the baseball. Can't go directly hand to mouth to baseball. 2-1, little tapper out in front of the plate. Could be a tough play. Plaz scoops it up, throws to first, and Harris drops it. Here comes Toman to the plate. The throw is late. Toman slides in safely underneath the tag from the pitcher, Kelly. And that's how the Blue Jays regain the lead. It's 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. And now Jim Horner, the manager, is going to come out for Bradenton. Not happy about something. He's come out of the dugout guns a-blazing to home plate umpire Blake Bizone. Maybe trying to opine his case for a batter interference here. I didn't notice anything egregious here from this angle. Maybe we can get a replay. But if it's not that, I don't know what Horner's arguing. So we've got the replay here as Horner continues to convey his case to Bizone. So here's the play, a little tapper. Perez running inside the first base line. Okay, well, Horner might have a case here. So Perez was running in fair territory. And that's generally against the rules. So umpires confer. And the call is going to stand. And Horner is none too pleased. If there's anybody who's got a great look at that, it's Jim Horner in the third base dugout looking up the first base line. He might have had a case there. And by might have, he certainly did. But as it stands right now, Blue Jays get a run. Two outs, men on the corners. Here's Bryce Arnold. First pitch popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Perez can't make the catch. Drops well out of play. 0-1. So second error of the inning. That one's an E2 on Plaz. Errors piling up for the Marauders lately. 0-1. Perez goes from first. Pitch misses up. No throw. Daniel swipes second base. Blue Jays with two men in scoring position for Arnold. On those errors, When these two teams last got together at the start of their first series down in Bradenton at the end of May, 1-1, misses low and away, two balls and one strike. Bradenton had 31 errors. Now, coming into action today, they had 62. So in just about 3 weeks or so, they've doubled their error total. 2-1 pitch is a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. And Bradenton had the fewest errors in the Florida State League coming into that first six-game set. Now they have the fourth most. 2-2 to Bryce. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Kelly gets out of a frustrating fourth inning, having allowed one run. Go-ahead run, but it's an unearned run as Tucker Tolman scores on a throwing error by the catcher Plaz. Our new score, Blue Jays 2, Marauders 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's the top of the fifth inning. Blue Jays are back in the driver's seat. They lead Bradenton 2-1, and Jerron Watts-Brown is back in the saddle for the top of the fifth. First pitch to Juan Jerez, misses low and away, ball one. Only run allowed by Jerron, a solo homer from Rivas in the third. 1-0, Jerez fouls it straight back. One ball, one strike. 65 pitches for Watts-Brown coming into this inning. Looks like some stretching out in the Blue Jays bullpen, but that's about it. No throwing. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Watts-Brown went to the fastball. Drew another one of his trademark whiffs. 1-2. Drawn coming into this outing. The single A leader in whiffs and whiff rate. Here comes the 1-2. Rez leans out of the way of a fastball. Didn't chase that one upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. 8-9-1 here with Rez, Zapata, and Bishop. 2-2. Misses low and outside on the slider. Runs it full, 3-2. Again, the slider identified as a cutter by the StatCast machine. Watts-Brown with the breath and the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. Went back to the fastball, and he sets down Jerez for his fourth strikeout tonight. Here's Wesley Zapata. Zapata reached on an error back in the third. Was left stranded on second base. Blue Jays 2, Bradenton 1, top 5 in a 7-inning game. First pitch to Zapata, misses low and in, ball 1. Now going back to that cutter slider discussion. There was an article a few weeks ago in Baseball America. 1-1. Zapata takes the slow curveball just down over the plate, but couldn't catch any of the computer strike zone, so it's 2-0. Now the pitch. Zapata fouls it back. Two balls, one strike. Baseball America does a weekly piece, something like StatCast favorites, maybe something more catchy. StatCast standouts, something like that. And Jaron made the cut, 2-1. Zapata pops it up, third base side. Tucker Tolman glides into foul ground on the warning track, has room, and makes the catch. Zapata fouls out, taps his helmet against his bat in frustration, and it's two up, two down. Top of the fifth for Watts Brown. Two down for Kiner Delgado. Or rather, Braylon Bishop, Kiner Delgado on deck. So in that piece, Jaron made the cut because of his, quote, slider and cutter. First pitch to Bishop, misses high, shakes his head at it. That's 1-0. And the article even said it's unclear whether or not Jaron throws both a cutter and a slider. His pitch is called strike. 1-1. But if he does, they're both elite pitches. So that's how good Jaron's slider is. 1-1. Bishop pops it up into shallow left. Foul territory. Out of play. So it's 1-2. So Jaron has seen some of that. He's seen that StatCast misidentifies his slider as a cutter. Gets a little frustrated. I don't throw a cutter. Don't mistake it. It is a real good slider. 1-2. Called strike three. Jaron's fired up leaving the mound. He locks up Bishop on the heater. That's been the go-to strikeout pitch for him tonight. Another five-strikeout outing for Jaron Watts-Brown. 1-2-3 fifth. Blue Jays lead it 2-1. Going to the bottom half on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays with a one-run edge over Bradenton as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Looking for insurance in this seven-inning contest. Blue Jays vying for a doubleheader sweep. Never an easy thing to do. First pitch to Gene Joseph is cut on and missed out of the hand of Antoine Kelly. Marauders starter back out for the fifth. Allowed an unearned run in the fourth, and that's the difference. 0-1. Joseph hops one towards the hole at short. Diving stop from Rivas. Gets up and spikes the throw to first. Turned into a ground ball. Valiant effort. But Gene Joseph has a leadoff single. Here's Adrian Meza. So Meza spelled like Mesa, only with a Z. M-E-Z-A. His full season debut here today. 0-1, first pitch. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Meza wasn't even really supposed to be in there. Came on to replace Manny Beltre, who left after cramping up back in the first inning. He's made some nice plays at short, now trying to have an impact at the plate. 0-1. Misses high and outside. Meza watches ball one. One ball, one strike. Joseph, a stolen base threat over at first, being held on by Jerez. Long pause in the toss. Called strike. Changeup splits the plate. And that's 1-2. Kelly's been pretty efficient. 67 pitches. Trying to go 5 full innings for the third straight start. Is Kelly. His 1-2. There goes Joseph, and Mesa gets a piece of it. Fouls a changeup back. And Joseph will walk on back to first. Blue Jays, the 4-run win back in game one. That's been the exception, not the norm. It's been a lot of close games for the Jays. 1-2. Meza swings and misses. That's strike three. Kelly with punch out number 6.
First baseman, number 34.
Rather punch out. Yeah, it is number 6. Excuse our math hiccup. And here's Christian Feliz. He was one of those 6 strikeouts back in the third. Kelly steps off before the first pitch. Joseph over at first. Blue Jays in the driver's seat. 2-1. Bottom 5. First pitch. Feliz takes outside. Ball 1. In case you're wondering, we did have a 5th inning stretch. We didn't in game 1. So in the 7-inning game, 5th inning is the 7th inning equivalent. 1-0, a rip and a miss from Feliz. 1 ball, 1 strike. Kelly gathers the sign from Plaz. Rocks and fires. And Feliz swings and misses. Big hack there. 1-2. Kelly trying to get Feliz on strikes for the second time tonight. Here comes the 1-2 offer. Feliz lays off a changeup in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dark night sky overhead. Lights in full effect here. Past the 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. The 2-2. Feliz pops it up out of play. Third base side. We'll do it again. These doubleheaders always go by kind of quick once they get going. Always a little chaotic. Not just for the players, also the staff. On the business side. 2-2 to Christian. Check swing. Did he go? No swing. It's full, 3-2. So now time is called, and Plaz wants to talk things over with Kelly for the payoff to Feliz. Dangerous hitter, always got to be real careful. Feliz, the team leader with 10 homers. But mentioning how hard it is to sweep a doubleheader, I think a great example is a doubleheader that these two teams played just last year. At the end of April, here in Dunedin, it was a Sunday doubleheader. Those are never fun. Payoff pitch to Feliz, swing and a miss. There goes Joseph, throw down. They got him by a country mile. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Ends the bottom of the 5th. So we go to the 6th. Blue Jays' lead is still 1 run. More on doubleheaders when we come back. 2-1 Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Another Wednesday, another strong outing from Jerron Watts Brown. His day is done after five innings and one run allowed, also five strikeouts. And Kai Peterson takes over as the Blue Jays lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Kiner Delgado. Misses in, ball one. Game two of a twin bill. Blue Jays trying to sweep the doubleheader. Peterson squares off against Delgado, Valdez, and Plaz here. 2-3-4. The pitch, a rip and a miss. 1-1. Delgado flipped around to the right side for the first time today in either game. Went 0-for-1 against Watts Brown with a walk and a strikeout. 1-1. Shot the opposite way, fading away from the right fielder Munoz. He won't get it. It drops into the corner. Fair ball off the fence. Delgado stops at second. He's got a leadoff double. And in the blink of an eye, Bradenton has the tying run in scoring position in the top of the sixth. Here's Esmerlin Valdez.
Right fielder, number 27, Esmerlin Valdez.
So Valdez now with the opportunity to tie this ball game. 2-1 Jays. Numbers on Peterson, the hard-throwing, deceptive lefty. 6.17 ERA. He's been good lately after a tough May. First pitch to Valdez. Misses in, ball one. Valdez 0-for-2. Struck out looking back in the third. So Peterson lately, last three outings, six innings, just two earned runs. Improvement for him. 1-0. Valdez takes just off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Peterson last week at Palm Beach, his last outing, pitched two innings, allowed one run. It was unearned. Walked one and struck out five. Got the Blue Jays to the 10th inning and what turned out to be an extra innings win. 2-0. Valdez with a swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays bullpen was good in game one. Four scoreless frames. Peterson and company trying to follow in game two. The 2-1 from number 21. Valdez with another big swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays closed last week's series win on the road at Palm Beach with 11 straight scoreless innings. The Blue Jays picking up where they left off, bullpen-wise. Now the 2-2 from Kai on the way. He stumbles. It's a balk. Oh, Valdez moves to third. Blue Jays infield will come in. Tying run 90 feet away. Well, earlier in the ball game, we saw Kelly stumble off the mound. Guess that's just baseball evening itself out. As the count is still 2-2 on Valdez. The pitch is strike three. Check swing, foul tip, and Valdez is down on strikes for out number one. Here's Axel Plaz.
Catcher number 46, Axel Plaz.
So the final line on Jaron Watts Brown. Well, we've got a moment. Five innings, two hits, one earned run on the solo shot from Rivas in the third, two walks, five strikeouts. In line for the win right now. First pitch to Plaz, a wave and a miss. 0-1. Plaz 0-2. Fly out and a ground out to short. Blue Jays clinging to a 2-1 lead. Delgado on third. 0-1. Called a ball. Close to that inside corner. But it's 1-1. Plaz with a lot of pop. It's kept him in this Marauders lineup and really on the roster after he opened the season with FCL. 1-1. And it's fouled off behind home plate. It's 1-2. Peterson, a strikeout guy. The type of guy you want in this spot. Runner on third base, less than two outs. Draws a lot of swings and misses. He's set for the 1-2 offer. And here it is. It's popped up behind home plate. We'll have another. As it drops onto the awning, much to the chagrin of some young fans down below. Peterson lets the left arm hang. Comes set pretty quick. Deals up the next 1-2. Plaz pops it up on the infield towards second base. Arnold moving back towards first. He dances under it and makes the catch. Delgado stays put. Over at third base. Peterson an out away from stranding the tying run on third. There's Shaleen Polanco. It's up to him. Blue Jays in the driver's seat. 2-1, top six. And field back to normal depth with Delgado 90 feet away. Lefty on lefty. And the first offer. Polanco takes a heater, called strike. 93 in the top half of the zone. It's 0-1. Delgado, a really good runner, would likely try and score on a pass ball. The 1-2. Rather the 0-1. Misses outside. Big difference. One ball, one strike. Wishful thinking. Peterson, the mustached southpaw. Long hair flowing out of the back of his blue cap as well. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him. One ball, two strikes. Peterson toes the third base side, looks in for the sign. Shining with sweat on a humid night. Kai sets at the chest. Kicks and deals. Polanco hacks and misses strike three. Kai Peterson strands Kiner Delgado on third base after a leadoff double. Blue Jays still in front. It's 2-1. Now they'll look for some insurance at the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays with a one-run lead. It's 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth in a seven-inning ball game. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez, a violent swing and a miss. That's 0-1. Antoine Kelly has returned for the sixth. Bradenton starter, 0-1. Misses down, 1-1. Last time out for Kelly against Clearwater last week, he went 5 2/3. That's a career long for him. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Hernandez. It's 1-2. So if he can get through this full inning, he'd set another career high. Now, Kelly's been pretty good tonight. Only one of the Blue Jays' runs is earned. 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. He twists and tosses. And Hernandez chops one on the ground to third. Zapata gobbles it up, zips it across the diamond high. Perez brings the tag down and tags Hernandez out. Excellent play by the Marauders' first baseman, Juan Perez. An offline throw from Zapata. Here's Edward Duran. Blue Jays with 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. Bradenton with 1 run on 3 hits, 2 errors back in the fourth. First pitch, Duran with a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So some defensive miscues in that fourth inning really costing Kelly and Bradenton. Pitch is popped up out of play. 0-2 on Edward. He had an RBI single back in the second inning. That gave the Blue Jays an initial 1-0 lead. Didn't last long as Javier Rivas started the top of the third with a solo homer. 0-2. Duran late on a fastball. Comes up empty. 96 on the heater from Kelly. That's a new season high for Antoine Kelly and a new career high for strikeouts with 8 of them. Here's Tucker Thoman. Reached on an error and then scored on an error in that fourth. First pitch, misses low and in. Ball one. So talking doubleheaders and how hard it is to sweep a doubleheader. Looking at a doubleheader between these two teams last year is a great example. 1-0, a rip and a miss. 1-1 on Thoman. It was 0-2. Back on April 30th, 2023, wrap up a six-game set. These two teams played two as Thoman hits one high in the air to center. Sends Campagna back in front of the track. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Antoine Kelly cruises through six strong, having only allowed one earned run, but the Blue Jays have the lead thanks to an unearned run, still 2-1. On to the seventh in this seven-inning contest on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. The Blue Jays are three outs away from a doubleheader sweep. They lead Bradenton 2-1. Top of the seventh, Kai Peterson back out to try and close it. First pitch to Sergio Campagna, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Peterson allowed a leadoff double last inning to Kiner Delgado and then left him stranded on third, thanks in part to two strikeouts. 0-1 toss. Campagna leans out of the way of a high fastball. One ball, one strike. So, as we went to break last inning, we were talking about that doubleheader last year between these teams. We brought it up about three times. Maybe the third time's the charm to talk about it. 1-1 misses low and away. Two balls, one strike. So, April 30th, 2023. Game one, the Blue Jays won it in a romp. An absolute rout. 18-2. 2-1, a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. So you're thinking, okay, riding on the highest of highs. Blue Jays probably thought, we must have Bradenton's number today. Well, in game two, Blue Jays lost 4-3. Because that's baseball. Kind of sums up how hard it is to win 2-1 one day. Pitch to Campagna, swung on it, missed, strike three. Third punch out for Kai Peterson, out number one in the top of the seventh. Base is empty for Javier Rivas.
Shortstop number two, Javier Rivas.
Rivas does have the power to tie this game, as we saw earlier. With a solo shot in the third, first pitch to the righty. He takes a called strike. Fastball makes it 0-1. Blue Jays lead it 2-1, top of the seventh. Peterson with the pause and the pitch. Rivas thought about going around. He checks up his swing, didn't go. One ball, one strike. Kai, the California native, takes a breath and deals. Rivas takes a called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-2. Blue Jays getting it done tonight with the Californians on the mound. Started with Watts Brown, now Peterson. 1-2 to Rivas. Swing and a miss. He got him. All gas from Kai Peterson. Three straight punch-outs for the Southpaw. And the Marauders are down to their final out today, represented by Juan Jerez. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch from Kai. In there, called strike. A sinking fastball. It's 0-1. Peterson with that twist in his delivery makes it hard, whether you're lefty or righty, to pick up where that ball's coming from. 0-1. Jerez with a wave and a miss. No curveball, no changeup. Straight gas from Peterson in this seventh. Does he go back to it? Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Jerez takes outside. That was the fastball. And for the record, Peterson doesn't throw a curveball, just a slider. Reads the sign from Duran. Marauders down to their final strike. The 1-2. Jerez swings and misses. Strike three. That's all she wrote. Kai Peterson blows through the lower third of the Marauders' order to close out a doubleheader sweep for the Jays. Blue Jays have won five straight. They take the first two games of this series from Bradenton, 8-4 in game one and 2-1 in game two. Jerron Watts Brown, five innings, one run ball. Ty Peterson follows it up with two scoreless, not to mention five strikeouts. With the win, the Blue Jays pick up win number 31. They're three games over 500, 31-28. While Bradenton drops to a lowly 4-22 on the road, they're 25-34 overall this year. So Blue Jays need just one more win, and they clinch at least a series split, and they can get that done tomorrow. As we'll get started at 6:30, just a traditional one-piecer tomorrow here at TD Ballpark. We hope you can join us then. Let's get you the final totals for this one before we kick it to the post-game show coverage. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays, they scored two runs on just three hits, one error, and four left on base. For the Marauders, they score one run on the solo homer from Rivas in the third. Three hits, two errors, and an error in the bottom of the fourth inning that allowed Tucker Thoman to score is the difference in this one. Looks like we're going to have an interview with Jerron Watts Brown, maybe. Down on the field, he's our player of the game, the winning pitcher. Let's take a listen in.
What's going on, Jays fans? I'm here with our player of the game, starting pitcher, Jerron Watts Brown. Number 10, we are out here. My friend, you threw five innings, only allowed one earned run. What were you seeing out there tonight? What did you throw like that?
I made some pitches when I needed to. Defense made some great plays and scored two runs, and that was enough for the night.
There we go. So I know tonight was a little bit different throwing off. You had a doubleheader. Is being able to hang out and watch those guys go through the first game affect how you approach the second game, or, you know, business as usual?
Business, but it's a little bit different. Obviously, not having a single game besides the 6:30, but I do what we got.
100%. Congratulations, my friend. Enjoy the win. Go Jays.
Made some pitches when he needed to. Indeed, Jerron with another strong outing. Five innings, one earned run. He's the winning pitcher, while Antoine Kelly, the only pitcher in game two for Bradenton, gets a tough luck loss. Tip of the cap to Kelly tonight. Six innings, three hits, two runs, one of which was earned. One walk, eight punch outs, but Kelly falls to 1-5. And Peterson gets the save in this one, and the ball game that was played in front of 802 in an hour and 39 minutes. And a bit of a condensed contest. Second game of the doubleheader. We'll step aside for a break, come back with a check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Frenchie's, and a look ahead at tomorrow's ball game. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. It's a winner, Blue Jays 2-1. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back at TD Ballpark to wrap this thing up. Blue Jays take both games of the doubleheader. They now lead the series 2-0 to open it up against Bradenton. Blue Jays winners of 5 straight. They can tie their longest win streak this year tomorrow. Before we talk about tomorrow, the rest of the details on today around the Florida State League. On the Frenchies Out of Town Scoreboard. Out of Town Scoreboard is brought to you by Frenchies Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out of town, visit Frenchies on Causeway Boulevard. Whole lot of doubleheaders around the league tonight. We'll start with the postponements. Lakeland and Fort Myers were supposed to play 2. They're going to have to play 2 twice. They got rained out again. St. Lucie and Jupiter also rained out. So that leaves us with Palm Beach and Daytona playing a doubleheader in Daytona. And it's a split. Daytona took game 1, 4-3. Both teams with 5 hits, but Daytona with the edge in that one. They are now 28-31 after Palm Beach took game 2. So the Cardinals get back on the right track after the Blue Jays took 3 straight from them on the road last week. Palm Beach wins 3-2 in game 2. They are 33-26. Coming down the home stretch of the first half, they've just got a slight edge on Jupiter, I believe now by 1.5 games over in the East. Shifting our attention back to the West. Oh, wow. How about another win for Tampa over Clearwater? Tarpons knock off the Threshers 7-6 for the second straight night. Wow, so Clearwater's dropped back-to-back to Tampa to open that 6-game series just down the street. And, again, that's all for the out-of-town scoreboard tonight in the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization? We will start with AA New Hampshire back home after a 2-week road trip. And they dropped game 2 against Richmond today 5-0. AAA Buffalo back at home. Hosting Worcester, the Woosox. Always a fun name to say, Worcester. Buffalo wins 5-2 over the Woosox. And Vancouver at home, taking on Spokane. They'll get started at 10:05 Eastern time. Big League Club played during the day today in Milwaukee. Getaway day at American Family Field. That's still Miller Park, if you ask me. And it was a tough one-run loss for the Jays. Toronto pushed for a comeback. They led 1-0 for much of the ball game. Milwaukee scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th. Toronto scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th, but fell by 1, 5-4. So the Jays are now 33-35. And Milwaukee improves to 40-28, the first-place team in the National League Central. So obviously a tough matchup for the Jays on the road this week against those Brewers, but no less. Looking ahead to tomorrow, game number 3 of this 6-game series. Blue Jays will send Grant Rogers to the bump. Rogers, the right-hander, he'll square off against Carlson Reed, another righty. Rogers 1-2 with a 4.93 ERA. Carlson Reed with a 4-2 record. With a 2.22 earned run average. So it's Rogers against Reed. Blue Jays against the Marauders. Game number 3 of a 6-game series. Blue Jays looking for a 6th straight win. We'll get started at 6:30 Eastern time. And our pregame coverage begins at 6:15 with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We hope you can join us then. But until then, that does it for our coverage here at TD Ballpark tonight. For our entire hardworking crew. Working 14 innings here at TD Ballpark today. This is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending a little extra time with us on your Wednesday, at least hopefully a little extra time. One more time, the final scores today. Blue Jays take game one, 8-4. And in game two, 2-1. Doubleheader sweep for the Jays. More baseball coming up tomorrow. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.